Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Before we get to anything else, we have to get to something I heard with the Morning Boys.
The Morning Boys.
Today, now, you and I both talked off-air. We've tried to get the Roger Goodell comments where Roger wants to, said openly, I want to take this thing to 18 games. You know, that would essentially mean we're swapping out yet another preseason game for a regular season game. And there were a couple other details as well. And it's funny because we've all known this, but every time the expansion of the schedule comes up in the NFL, there are purists who come out of absolutely nowhere to say things that always befuddle me. And today I was surprised that one of those purists was Anthony Limas,
Limas? Yeah, an S on it? Plural?
And multiple Limas.
You like S's?
Can you imagine? And multiple Limas would literally kill Ken. Ken would keel over having to deal with more than with plural Anthony Limas. This being said, now that I've proven that I am a dumbass once again, Lima this morning talked about the perfect number of NFL games and the consequences of moving to more than that perfect number.
I love 16 games. They went to 17 games. I found myself watching a little less football. Uh-huh. If they go to 18, will I watch a little less football? Like, just over time, football grabs a hold of you.
Yeah.
But is it a death grip at 18 games? Is it, what if it's 19? What if it's 20? And what will our listeners, what will just the general Browns fan? And does it matter if the Browns are good or bad? Like, you imagine in the 0-16 season, 1-15, I mean, people were proudly showing themselves on golf courses,
yep,
doing other things. Yeah. Like, right now, the Browns are good. So you're in it. You're in it for the long haul. They're going to be bad again at some point down the road. What do you do then? Is it just an easy tune out?
I don't believe for a second that going from 16 games to 17 games has made Lima watch any less football. And even if he is the rare person to say, I don't believe that has worked that way for anybody. I think the difference between going from 16 to 17 games is indistinguishable.
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, I think it's a big deal for the players, but yes. I mean, in terms of like watching,
yes.
No, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, like the NFL does have a problem with the quality of the product. That's not because there's 17 games. Now, even if you wanted to say, well, that's because of the health of the players, that's not, no. The problem with the NFL product right now is there's never been less practice time for coaches to get guys ready. And the college game has never put raw products into the NFL. So I don't know that we've ever lived in an era where athletes are as well-trained, as well-tested as they are now. But the problem is players are coming in, especially at key positions like offensive line, players are coming into the NFL more raw every single year.
Yeah,
I think that's a real problem. I think the quality of play, which to me, I think you could go to 40 teams, and if the NFL had an adequate system for developing players – I think there's so many athletes, so many truly great football players, And the difference between the 53rd man on a roster and the 70th man is nil. I think, and now look at how many D1 college programs we have. We have 130. And so you're constant, you have this constant churn. If the player development was better, I think you could host a 40 team league, and I don't think it would be, I think the product would be very good. But when it comes to number of games, I think for a fan, I don't think you notice a difference. And I'll be honest, I think when they go to 18 games, the only way you might notice is if there are two buys, which there should be. If they go to 18 regular season games, there should be a buy in the first half and a buy in the second half for every team. But but even then, I don't think you're going to notice. I think the NFL, maybe I'm too far down the road on this. I don't think there's a number of games conceivably, because they're not going to go to 50 games. I don't know that there's a number that you could say that the American public would tune out or stop watching as much football.
No chance.
Like 20 games, I think, if there were no preseason games, there were just two or three joint practices, and you just started the season in the last week of August.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
August. I think people would stay tuned from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. And that's at 20. I want to make it clear.
At 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people would turn it off. With fantasy football and the gambling, I mean, no, it's people have a bloodthirst for football.
Yeah, and I just think, like, I think there's a lot of things that impact interest in it. But I think, because in reality, what you're swapping out, you're swapping preseason games in for regular season games. And I don't know a football fan on the planet who wouldn't make that trade. I know a lot of GMs and head coaches would not make that trade because of the importance to preseason games on evaluating your roster. But when it comes to fans, if you told me tomorrow I never had to watch another preseason game, we could have two light joint practices and training camp and you go right into the regular season. And, oh, and by the way, they fixed the ridiculous – we're going to start camp in late July, and then you're not going to start the regular season until the second week of September. If you fix that, that bald spot, now that we're doing that, that bald spot in the schedule, to me, that's a much bigger problem than whether you have too many regular season games or not. 216-474-0092. But Lima said it. No reason to believe that he's lying there, but Did you notice a difference between 16-game regular season schedule in the NFL and 17?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,